Joining us now in the KYMN studios from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, NAFRS, Fire Chief Todd Nelson and Board Chair Brad Ness. Good morning,
morning, gentlemen.
Jeff. Morning, Jeff.
How you doing?
Doing well.
All right. It's good to hear. Brad, you're okay?
Yes, I am.
All right. It's good to hear. I heard you had a little fall on the ice, as did I the
yes,
other day.
I did.
But you got the worst of it. I got the best of it. I landed in the best place possible.
You bounced.
Yeah, I bounced. Yeah. Let's talk about, Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. First of all, I understand there's going to be a new full-time chief.
Yes, there is.
And I tell you what, we'll get to that in just a moment or so. Let's kind of wrap up this past year, because you kind of did that recently. You had your annual banquet. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Jeff, we had in January, the Northfield Fire Relief Association puts on our annual banquet, and it's to honor and look back at the year previous year. So we had that at the Grand Event Center. And it was Chuck Pryor's last time cooking for us at the Grand. Lindsay and team took ownership, but it was good to have Chuck there for a final year. We've had it up there many years. The banquet honors, we had five retirees this year. One of them was Chief Gary Fronick, and then Pete Jurek and TJ Dvorak, which were members that that the four of us got on together. TJ Dvorak, Pete Jurek and me and Lauren Day, and so near and dear to my heart, at fellow 34-year retirees they were. And then Jeff Osberg and Brian Redfield retired after 20 years, so they were fully vested in the retirement. So we were able to let them tell some stories, and I told some stories about that. And then we talked about we had a lot of good representation from the board, and all partners and spouses were there, and to be able to honor them in a nice way of, because they really hold the fort down when the pager goes off. We also honored Ben Simpson as Northfield Firefighter of the Year. He's one of our newer recruits. And it just honors someone who's really been going above and beyond in the previous year. And so that went on, and Phil Growey from the rescue squad, you know, we go over and highlight all our numbers. And then some remarks from Paul Liebenstein, who's the outgoing board chair that Brad's going to talk a little bit about. And so it was great and just a fun time to get together each year. And Aramis Wells always puts a really nice video together at the end, which kind of highlights the year, and especially to be able to show a lot of the old pictures from when those retirees were younger in their days. And so that always gets a chuckle, and really well done. And I would think that I know Gary Fronick really appreciated being able to be honored one more time for his tenure.
All right. A good night. I would imagine a lot of mullets in that.
And a lot of, there were, yeah. Yeah, let's say that.
Let's just say hair.
Everybody back then, yeah, of that team, you know, all was a little bit thinner and just a little bit. But yeah, you know, that's the wonder about aging.
But wiser, too.
Yes.
Let's turn things to Brad. Brad, you are the new chair at Northfield Area Fire and Rescue at NAFRS.
Yes, I am.
You've been on the board, though, a few years now?
I think five.
5 years? Okay. So you're very familiar with the role, and of course, representing Northfield as a city council member. Let's talk about the board and the makeup, and what changed after the first of the year.
Outgoing board chair Paul Liebenstein is through with his hitch on the board. He's been a member of the board since its inception in 2014 when NAFRS first started, so we're losing somebody that played a critical role in getting this department to where they are right now. So we're proud of his leadership and what he did to help NAFRS along. One board member is leaving, Todd Edwardson, who was representing the city of Northfield. I think he's been on 3 years.
That sounds right.
If I'm not mistaken. The new members who are coming on board now are Jody Lawson, who is an employee of Merchants Bank, been at First National for years and years, so her knowledge will be helpful. Brian Peterson of Peterson Farms is an excellent I think will be an excellent board member in the equipment part of this operation. And the third one, Tom mentioned Mike Stowe, who was a firefighter, and I don't know when he retired, but it's good to have a firefighter or former firefighter on the board, and he's not going to look back and say, whoa, we can't change things. We did it this way all the time. I think he'll be forward-looking to help the department. So,
all right. Let's move it back to Tom. You'll start your new role next week as the full-time fire chief.
That's
Are you done with your that side gig you've been doing for a lot of years? I can't forget the name of that company. Yeah. What was that?
Yes. So, yeah, it's an odd transition for any of us that have worked somewhere for a long time. I've been at Minnesota Public Radio for 18 years, and before that was at WCAL at St. Olaf. For 18 years before that. So the first thing I realized is, man, I'm old. and so it, you know, it's really exciting to think about being able to wake up the morning and just think about one full-time job. And there's a list that keeps growing of, you know, this and this. And I've really just tried to say, you know, let me get to, you know, into February where I can really focus on all these things. So, there's a lot of things. I mean, with the new board, there's board onboarding for our board of directors to help get them up to speed. One thing that is really helping is Charlene Fossum Hamlin, who has been our administrative assistant for 7 years. First of the year, moved from 30 hours a week to 40 hours a week, and there's no idle time there, and Charlene would attest to that, is one of the pushes for moving that position to full-time was that there's so much back-of-house work that has to happen around code enforcement and, you know, getting every building, commercial building in town, entered into our database. That's college dorms, apartment buildings, Division Street, commercial, industrial. So there's a whole bunch of work that she's been doing, and as well as our push for more data, and you can't crank out data reports if you don't have the raw data entered. And so she's really been focusing on getting a lot of that stuff entered in. And that also has allowed us, she scans it in, it goes up into the cloud. So we're not having a huge records retention issue anymore of file cabinets full of stuff. So she's doing a great job, and we honored her at the banquet too for all of the work that she's doing. New committee assignments, obviously. So the new members, with people leaving, we've got personnel, finance, capital equipment, and like Brad said, you know, we weren't really sure what to do with Brian Peterson. We're hoping having him, we put him on our capital equipment. We'll try to teach him a little bit about what it takes to buy large pieces of equipment. That he can use that knowledge back at Fargays for purchasing combines. So no, in all truth, it's great to have, and I mentioned this at the banquet, for the outgoing people to be able to have members of the community that are willing to sign up with Mayor Pownell and say, I'd really like to, and that's all the boards and commissions in town, but to be able to have people, and Charlene was one that met with Jody Lawson and said, you know, we were thinking you'd be a great person to be on the NAFERS board. Grew up in Dundas, you know, she's a townie like a lot of us, and brings a lot of knowledge. So I'm really excited to have our new board members. Mike Stowe, high school classmate of mine, very, very pragmatic. Knows the rich history and also knows how things change and how to manage people, and so he's going to be a great asset to me. So this first February, there's going to be just tons of things, everything from onboarding myself, because I have to, you know, I'm getting hired for a new job, and there's things that I've kicked the can with folks. I've got one of our independent living facilities is saying, hey, can we have someone come in and do a presentation on what to do if the fire alarm goes off. And so there's a lot of those outreach things that I'm really excited to be able. I mean, what both John Mahatchik as chief before and Gary Fronick as chief before me and me in this interim period is you have a full-time job. And to try to do these things that we all know need to be done, but you end up just there isn't enough hours in the day. And I've joked with Gary Fronick about, you know, I'm trying to think how much Northfield Fire really cost your business. And I said the same thing to John Mahatchik years ago. How much did it really cost to try to squeeze out, you know, full-time fire chief work out of when you're doing it part-time? So focusing on that, code enforcement, that's going to be really kicking off. We adopted the ordinance City Council did in Northfield. That goes into effect February 25th, which is adopting the fire code as well as other things. One thing is fire lane enforcement on public and private property. We're going to be meeting, Brad knows this, we haven't scheduled it yet, but I've met with Carlton and St. Olaf about tents and outdoor events. There's fire code requirements around that, and that will also affect Defeated Jesse James Days and getting people out of tents. And so there's plenty of things lined up to be coming. So the days will be filled.
Fire Chief Tom Nelson is with us. We're talking about his first month on the job, which will begin, he's on the clock February 1st in a full-time position. Now, let's go out a little bit further beyond Northfield. I know a lot of organizations, just about every group that you have, whether it be a commercial or nonprofit or whatever governmental, they'll have some type of association where you can meet people that are your peers in different cities and such. And trade ideas and information and what worked and everything. Have you had much association out with folks outside of Northfield? And are you know, have you followed up with maybe some ideas or some information with them?
Yeah, and what's really nice is we have the Minnesota State Fire Marshal out of St. Paul does a really good job of bringing and gathering and teaching fire command staff from, you know, 80% of the fire departments in Minnesota, or 80% of Minnesota is covered by volunteer paid on call firefighters. So last year they put on a fire chief boot camp down in Albert Lea, where there was a bunch of Southeastern fire chiefs from large and small communities to be able to learn about what are the laws that you're, you know, what do you need to do? And they had speakers in from all over the state. So they do a really good job of gathering that up, and then they also have leadership classes, and so both for command staff, captains, assistant chiefs around the state. There are also, like you said, associations. I've been going to the operations board, which is part of the Rice Steel Dispatch. We're dispatched out of Owatonna in a joint powers agreement for both Rice and Steel County. Rice and Steel County pay for that, but we get together, and so I'll go down there with Mark Elliott, and it'll be the fire chiefs and police chiefs and emergency managers from both counties, and we'll talk about how dispatch is going, what things we need to work on, and so there's that. And then also, I mean, half of our fire district is in Dakota County, and so we aren't dispatched through Dakota County, but I am a member of the Dakota Fire Chiefs Association, and so every other month we meet together, and so obviously, there's some more similar departments of the Farmingtons and Lakevilles that actually have some corn. But then actually being able to talk to some of these landlocked cities where the chiefs of Invergrove Heights and Burnsville and Eagan that are doing similar things different ways. So you're always able to pull things away from that, as well as Hastings and things where having people that have moved from the full-time, from the part-time ranks to full-time and still managing paid-on-call departments. So that's really been a help for me.
Fire Chief Tom Nelson and NAFR's Board Chair Brad Ness are our guests this morning here on the KYMN Morning Show. Guys, we're just about out of time, but any final thoughts, anything we haven't touched on yet?
Well, one thing that I talked to Janelle Teppan, I texted her yesterday because you had her on the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, no, it was the day before.
2 days ago.
And I texted, she's on our joint powers board. And so you did the forward promote that she was going to be on, and I knew she was probably either sitting here, and I texted her, and I said, what's going to be big on the show? And she said, well, I'm kind of reaching for stuff. And I texted back and said, you know, you can always think of, like, that family road trip you took when you were a kid. You know, or that family wedding that you attended.
And so Johnson always gets sidetracked in these interviews.
Janelle, and so, of course, she fired back. Janelle is great. She fired back a little tease of a story. And I thought, you know, if you're having to vamp on the show with any of your guests, you know, it's sort of like when you go to some place and you introduce and you say, okay, tell us your name, what you do, and what did you do over summer vacation? Uh-huh. You could say, hey, this is Dave Bennett. He's a city engineer, public works director. Dave, tell us that story when you were a kid and a road trip in the station wagon, because we all have them. And so I thought, just keep that in your back pocket. If you feel like you're looking at the clock, I mean, you and Rich know how to stretch time. I know that. But if someone's lost for words, just throw all that out there. Hey, tell us about that road trip when you were a kid.
See, that's the whole thing. Tom's not even full-time yet. He's already educating me. He's using his 36 years of radio experience to educate me.
Right.
But pretty soon I'll tell you about that family trip to Arizona back in 69.
We've all got them.
Yeah.
We do.
I remember the songs that were playing on the radio.
Counting signs.
Made it across the desert southwest.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to having a year. I really appreciate all the members of the Joint Powers Board. They're so supportive. And we got a lot on the plate, and so it should be a good year, building year.
Looking forward to it, and looking forward to talking to you on a regular basis. Brad, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck in your year as
thank you.
And Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Board Chair. Easy on the gavel. Know when to hold it, know when to bang it. And Tom, we'll talk to you guys next month.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jeff.
Tom Nelson and Brad Ness from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue.